91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Over the weekend, lots of police action. Two people were charged with drinking and driving in Prince Edward County. Barton Matthews was pulled over on County Road 10 Friday night just after 5 o'clock. The 54-year-old Milford man was charged with driving over 80 milligrams. And just after midnight on Saturday night, police saw a vehicle run a red light and stop in the middle of the road. 61-year-old Hazel Loist of Belleville was charged with impaired driving and driving over the legal limit. She has a court appearance in May in Picton. And bail hearings are set for today for two Belleville men. The first is 47-year-old man who was arrested Saturday night after reportedly headbutting his girlfriend in the face. The second is a 26-year-old man who was also arrested on Saturday night after a reported disturbance. He was intoxicated and charged with two counts of breach of probation. And Napanee OPP went to Kimmett Side Road Friday night. They found a black and white dog submerged underwater with a choke chain around its neck. The chain was attached to a leash which was tied to a cinder block. 18-year-olds Travis Hackman and Carl Wood of Napanee were charged with killing or injuring a dog under the Criminal Code of Canada. Both were released on a promise to appear in Napanee Provincial Court on May 29th. It's Public Rail Safety Week, and railway police all over Ontario will be stopping vehicles at selected high-risk crossings to hand out safety information. They'll also be targeting sections of tracks that pedestrians use as shortcuts. Transportation Safety Board figures show the number of pedestrians stuck by trains so far this year has doubled from the same period last year. Dan DeTota is the National Director for Operation Lifesaver. He says rail tracks are private property and lots of people don't realize that they're trespassing. At least 11 Ontarians have been hit so far this year. Five were killed and six were seriously hurt. One pedestrian was struck and killed by a VIA train just west of Belleville in January. DeTota says when people cross the tracks illegally, they're not only putting themselves in a dangerous place. He says first responders, train crews, and families all become victims of train fatalities and injuries. NDP leader Tom Mulcair says he's working to lift the shroud of secrecy that he believes has spread over Parliament Hill under the Harper government. He says the Tory blueprint for open government does not go far enough to promote transparency, despite promising to post more documents online.
But neither New Democrats nor the needs of Canadians will be satisfied by a few online gimmicks. Access to information will not genuinely improve without heavy pressure, and this government can count on New Democrats to apply it.
He says the open government plan cannot make up for all the other ways that Ottawa has clamped down on public information. And the makeup of juries goes on trial before Ontario's top court this week as two convicted killers fight their guilty verdicts. The issue is whether the men were treated poorly because on-reserve residents were shut out from serving on the juries that convicted them. Defense lawyer Julian Falconer says society has proven to be very efficient at charging and jailing First Nations. The men, one convicted of manslaughter, the other of first-degree murder, are asking the Ontario Court of Appeal for new trials. Authorities say the four adults and three children that were killed when their SUV swerved across several lanes of traffic on the Bronx River Parkway were all members of one family, grandparents, mothers, and children.
The fire department says the vehicle was traveling at a fast speed when it crossed all southbound lanes, cleared a guardrail, flipped, and plunged at least 60 feet, landing in a wooded area at the Bronx Zoo. Deputy Chief Ronald Werner says it's one of the worst accidents he's seen.
Sometimes you come upon events that are horrific, and this was one of them.
Authorities say the area where the vehicle landed at the zoo is closed to the public and far from any animal exhibits. Outside the Bronx Zoo, Julie Walker, New York.
And the deadline for filing income tax returns without penalty is midnight tonight. If you haven't filed your 2011 return yet and you owe Ottawa money, you will owe even more if you don't send it off tonight. The Canada Revenue Agency charges late filers 5% of the amount owing, in addition to 1% for each full month that the return is late. And hopes of any kind of peace in Syria are dwindling after more violence racked the country today. Alex Margaret has the story.
Two bombs rocked Syria's northern city of Idlib on Monday. State media said terrorists detonated suicide car bombs outside security buildings in the rest of the city. At least 8 people were killed. Opposition activists said it was more than 20, a combination of civilians and security personnel. A suicide bombing in the capital Damascus on Friday killed 11. An al-Qaeda-style group has claimed responsibility for that one and past suicide attacks. Alex Marquardt, ABC News.
Everybody's got a dream, but it helps when you have billions of dollars to back it up. An Australian mining magnate says he's signed a deal to create a replica of the Titanic. This one will have lots of high-tech features and hopefully not the sinking. Linda Albin has the story.
Bound to cost millions, but he's got billions. Australian tycoon Clive Palmer says he signed a deal with a Chinese shipyard to build the Titanic II.
We've got the money, we've got the shipyard, and we're moving very heavily to commence construction.
Palmer says many have tried and failed before. He plans to succeed. Completion slated for 2016 when the Titanic II set sail from Shanghai to London and from there across to New York. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next after this.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
In the NHL, Danny Briere had two chances to celebrate his overtime winner. The first time, his goal was waved off after video replay showed he kicked it into the net. The second time, there was no doubt about it. He fired a slap shot past Martin Brodeur in Philadelphia's 4-3 win over New Jersey. That was the opener of their second-round playoff matchup. The goal was Briere's second of the game. Claude Giroux scored his seventh goal of the postseason to make it 3-2 Philly in the third period. And the Phoenix Coyotes head coach Dave Tippett says it's the best 60 minutes his team played in the playoffs. To be exact, it was the only time Phoenix played 60 minutes, with their other six games all going to overtime. Five players shared in the scoring for the Coyotes in a 5-3 win over Nashville to take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference semifinal. Phoenix built a 3-1 lead early in the second period. After that, each time the Predators narrowed the margin, the Coyotes quickly replied. And St. Louis coach Ken Hitchcock has penciled in Ian Cole into the Blues lineup in case defenseman Alex Pietrangelo cannot play in tonight's game against Los Angeles. Pietrangelo was checked face-first into the boards by Dwight King in Saturday's 3-1 loss. He's listed as day-to-day. The Kings lead the series 1-0. Also tonight, the New York Rangers will be looking to go up 2-0 when they host the Washington Capitals. And baseball great Roger Clemens' perjury trial resumes today in Washington. Tim McGuire has the story.
Roger Clemens is accused of lying to a congressional committee in 2008 about using steroids and human growth hormone. Back on the stand, the government's first witness, Phil Barnett, a congressional staffer on the committee that first talked with the seven-time Cy Young Award winner. He was on the witness stand last year when a mistrial was declared because the government had shown inadmissible video evidence. Clemens has steadfastly denied using the performance-enhancing drugs during his baseball career. Tim McGuire, Washington.
On the mound last night, Edwin Encarnacion homered for the third game in a row, a tie-breaking solo shot in the sixth inning that helped the Toronto Blue Jays beat Seattle 7-2. Canadian Brett Laurie drove in two runs, and Jeff Mathis added a two-run homer. They helped Henderson Alvarez record his first win of the season. On the hardwood, the Los Angeles Clippers rallied from 27 down to stun Memphis 99-98 in the opening game of their Western Conference series. Rudy Gay missed a 15-footer with 0.9 seconds left after the Grizzlies squandered a lead they held for the first 47 minutes of the game. And Kobe Bryant had a game-high 31 points for the Lakers in their 103-88 win over Denver. San Antonio extended its 10-game winning streak by opening the playoffs with a 106-91 victory over Utah. And Atlanta saw a 19-point first-half lead shrink to just 4 points before the Hawks knocked off Boston 83-74. The Celtics' Rajon Rondo could face suspension after being ejected for bumping an official in the final minute of the game. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's a quick look at the forecast. For today, increasing cloudiness this afternoon and a high of 12 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a low of 7. For tomorrow, cloudy, clearing late in the afternoon and a high of 18 degrees. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 20 degrees. At 12:10, it's 10 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Go to 91X.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rankema.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.
and the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.